Welcome to Hammer Down.
Don.
We got Tony on the horn. We got Pat McAfee joining us right now. There he is.
Honey bun glazed in the microphone.
What a spread. And the one and only Mike Lombardi joining us on the horn. How we doing, Mike?
Happy New Year.
How we doing, boss?
We're doing great. We're doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, good. How we doing out there, Tone?
Not bad. Feeling a little better.
Oh, you look
oh,
better.
Oh, my God. You look so much better.
I'm loving the hair.
I mean,
my grandson, when he wakes up from a nap.
He kind of has, dude. He's been in that COVID nap.
I showered this morning, so this is like what happens when you wash your hair and condition. It gets nice and fluffy.
Hey, Diggs, you look much better than you did the other day.
Tell you what, I started feeling a little bit better yesterday, and then I woke up this morning. I took a little walk outside of my backyard with the dogs this morning. Starting to feel a little better.
Hey, congrats, man.
Hi, babe, Todd.
Hey, I'm going to be tough to handle now that I beat it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Are you cutting promos on COVID now?
Huh?
You cutting promos on COVID now?
Yeah, dude.
Congrats. We're happy, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, don't bring it in the office, but yeah. We are happy for you, dude.
Only seven negatives to come back.
This is day 10 of your 10-day quarantine, so apparently tomorrow I'm not contagious anymore.
Hey, by the way, Diggs, I think we've talked about this off air a little bit. How about our protocols pretty much working in here?
That's what I'm saying.
Legit. Like, you had it, right? We think Zito potentially has it. Well, I don't know if we're 100% sure or not about Zito, but we think he has it, and then nobody else has. So it's like, I feel like our protocols are working.
Yeah, I mean, we follow the NFL protocols, so they're working. We're in week 17 here, so.
Bingo. Lombardi, how do you feel about our protocols over here? A little professional operation we got going.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have a bunch of young, single guys that work in there that I think it's pretty impressive you've been able to keep a tight-knit group going. That's not easy to do. Their cause is bigger than their social life. I like it.
Wow. Hey, I didn't even think about that.
Look at us.
You're right. Like, the boys had to buy in for this whole thing to work. Now,
I mean, they got to give up a little bit of themselves to for the good of the team. You got to love that. I appreciate them. Thank you.
It takes all of us.
Me
Mike.
Too, actually. I appreciate the hell out of the boys buying in.
It's not easy. You know, I mean, you're in the mean streets of Indianapolis. There's places to go and people to see in that town. You give it up.
Hey, this whole place is shut the fuck down, actually, Mike. It's very sad. It's very sad. This city, it's very sad. It'll turn back around.
Lost any of those great restaurants in town yet? Are they still good? Are they doing takeout? Like, is St. Elmo's doing what's going on there?
A lot of takeout, a lot of DoorDash, and like even like pull-up, drop-off things are happening, a lot of that. But it's still... no conventions, you know what I mean? Yep. No anything in the city. So, and during the riots, a lot of places, obviously, their entire windows got busted out. Everybody had, I mean, there was just, you know, so it's an interesting time here in Indy. We'll bounce back, though, like America. We'll bounce back.
Speaking of food, what are you eating, pal? It looks delicious.
Diggs, I'll tell you what, last day, you know, because, well, actually.
You got the weekend.
Got the weekend, too, and then we're going to start.
We
got the weekend.
Easy.
This is a big Diggs rule, actually, isn't it?
I mean, it's big Diggs rule.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to enjoy as much as I can. Connor just ran to the gas station to get his dinner or whatever, you know? I dig it as funny. And he said, hey, anybody need anything? I'm like, you know what? I need a glazed honey bun. Just put it in the microwave for 15 smart. Seconds. Yeah, so I'm enjoying myself. Sorry, this thing is. We should start making picks, I guess, Gump. That's on me.
How are we feeling about the game this weekend, Mike? What do you think?
Oh, I think there's a lot of interesting games. I'd like to start at Green Bay, Chicago, because I think that's. That's a game that Green Bay needs, and I think Chicago's a little bit lured into believing that they actually are playing well and their offense is back, and I think Aaron Rodgers is really playing at such a high level that this will be a challenge for the Chicago football team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Mike. Feels like the icing on the cake to finish off the Bears for Rodgers and the Packers.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think this is a real game. Like, I don't know why this game wasn't the Sunday night game.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
How about the Cardinals-Rams? Cardinals-Rams could have been there. Packers-Bears. Packers locking up number one overall seed. They have the home field advantage the entire NFC. I mean, there's a lot. Eagles in Washington? What are we even doing?
Well, I mean, I assume it's not Bears-Packers because if the – Saints lose earlier in the day, then the Packers don't have to play at night.
Rest. The way they spun it is they said it was the only game that none of the other outcomes matter. Like, Washington has to win to get it because the Giants or the Cowboys have to win because they play each other, right?
I guess that makes sense, yeah. Then, right, Lombardi? Do you know how any of that works?
I mean, just from entertainment value. But what I was saying, I just didn't think that you know, forget the suspense. I mean, we're not writing a novel here. That it's going to be a good game between Green Bay and Chicago. Like, it's going to be a good game. Kind of looking at it. I don't need the cliffhanger. I'll watch The Undoing or something like that to get a cliffhanger.
Hey, but Mike, I have a question for you. As the general manager, when are you told about the game being flexed? Are you the one that's handling it? How does that work?
League officials, usually the president. I mean, there's always a conduit to the league. I mean, so it's the president will come in, hey, I think we're going to get flexed. Like, you know, I'm sure Kraft tells Belichick up in New England. I mean, he's on the phone with them, you know, kind of, hey, here's what we're hearing. There's always a conduit between the league office. You know, usually it's from the administrative side.
Got it. All right. Well, fuck it.
Beautiful.
Who do you like this weekend? You like Packers? I like the Packers. I like the Packers a lot, by the way.
I'm very much on the favorites, which kind of goes against the stats. Week 17, the last five seasons, the dogs are 41-37-2 against the spread. What I want to talk about is those big spreads. Dogs of 7.5 or more have gone 16-12 against the spread. That Colts-Jaguars line, I mean, I cannot take the Jaguars, but that feels high.
At 14, is that where they have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd take that. I think Jacksonville will do their checkout physicals in Indianapolis. They won't even have to go home.
So you would take the Colts or the Jags, Mike?
I would take the Colts because the Colts are going to – they have to win. I mean, they're not going to stop. They're not going to rest their players because there may not be no resting. What I'm worried about taking Baltimore – like, I love Baltimore at 12.5. I'm worried that Baltimore is going to say, okay, we got this game under control. We'll play the backups, and, you know, if we win by four, who cares?
So who's the AFC team that you think misses out on this playoff carousel here, Mike?
Well, I don't know why Buffalo's playing their guys. They know Pittsburgh's going to lose, right? They know Pittsburgh doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
You think
so why would they play?
Hold on. Do you think Sean's not – because he said he's keeping it internally, right? He didn't say that he wasn't.
Yeah, but I think he knows now that – he knows Cleveland's got to get in. Here's this big dilemma. If he loses to Miami, he puts them in. Then he gets probably Miami again, right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
He beats Miami. He puts Indy in. Do you think he wants Indy in?
No.
I don't think he wants Indy in either. I don't want Indy in. I mean, I would want Indy in because I like Indy, but I'm just saying, if I was in Buffalo, I wouldn't want Indy in. I'd rather play Tua again and have him come up there and see if he can beat me twice.
Yeah, but hold on. So because if the Dolphins beat the Bills, they go in over the Colts if anybody else loses?
I think if Baltimore loses, one of those three have to lose to get the Colts in.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I think it's a combination. I think if Cleveland loses, the Colts in. If Baltimore loses, the Colts in. If Miami loses, the Colts are in.
Okay. So, yeah, I think Baltimore, people are thinking, I'm thinking, Baltimore and Cleveland most likely definitely win. Right. So then the game is Bills and Dolphins.
Well, you don't like Mason Rudolph.
I assume if you're a Colts fan, you're rooting most for the Bills to beat the Dolphins. Because the other two, I mean, I heard Mark Madden say it on the Pat McAfee show today. Fucking Mason Rudolph stinks. There's not a chance.
Michael Lombardi, have you ever seen a guy maybe go out in relief of somebody and not perform well and then take an entire year off, not play at all, and then come back as a baller?
No.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Diggs on Mason. Mason is exactly what the problem is when you're watching college games. When you watch these guys that play in these RPO spreads, they hold the ball a little too long. They don't have great anticipation. So they have to go to the NFL and play in a play-action pass scheme, right? They don't throw anybody open. And Rudolph cannot throw anybody open. If you look at his good throws last year, whether it's the slant against Miami, the nine route against San Francisco, when he threw the ball well, it was an easy, I'm throwing it here type throw. When he's got to really read it out and throw the in cut and break it, like Jacoby Brissett, they're just a little late with every throw. And without a running game, how does Rudolph really get anything done?
Man, you really laid that out there, huh? I mean, that's a deep thought you've had.
Parcells has this line. He says, we can only take what the colleges give us, right? Which is true. And the college is giving us RPO quarterbacks. And those guys are not readers of coverage. They're throwing the ball, and they want the guy's going to be open. The problem is when they get to the NFL, that's not always going to be the case. So they've got to throw the guy open. I think it's Tua's biggest problem. He refuses to throw the ball into a dirty coverage because he's never seen one before. Everybody at Alabama is 80 feet wide open.
Hey, you know? Mike, you know you pissed. Hey, you know you pissed off the internet with what you said about Tua's arm. I just see a bunch of people tweeting me from Dolphins fanhoods, basically calling me a lazy journalist and you a lazy film saying that Tua doesn't.
I've read all that, and I just wrote a Daily Coach about that too today. That's the greatest thing. They make you inspire to do things. It's what Mike Tyson says. Social media has made people all too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it.
Well, yeah, that's the. The thing that hurts the most sometimes is honesty, and people can't take it. Is the biggest issue.
Exactly.
I'm a diehard Dolphins fan, Mike, and I completely understand what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not attacking the kid.
No,
attacking the kid. I'm not being disrespectful to him as a human being. I'm telling you what I see on the field. If you think, and I love this one. Everybody hits me with this one. When you drafted Johnny Manziel and Jamarcus Russell, what do you know? Well, that's really, you're brilliant. I wasn't in the draft room with Jamarcus Russell, and I wasn't even in Cleveland when they drafted Johnny Manziel. Like, seriously, like, you want to attack me, seriously. That's fine, but get your facts right. Like, if you want to call me an idiot, I'm more than happy to be called an idiot. Al Davis called me an idiot, and he's way smarter than you are. So I got no problem being called an idiot. Facts right.
You like that, Tone?
I do like that. I like that a lot.
How do you feel about the internet, Tone?
I love the internet, dude. Yeah. Like, you just have to accept it. Like, because if you let it bother you, you're going to drive yourself insane. You just got to, hey, let it fuel you.
Yeah.
I fucking wrote a Daily Coach about it, and you're 100% right. There's a high comfort level for a lot of people. It's a different world, though. This is just like, hold on. I got a question for you now, Lombardi, GM-wise. I said on my show earlier, we're in two different generations right now of locker rooms. So whenever kids choose not to play in the bowl games, like I think older generations, even one that I was in, we're talking about what the atmosphere was whenever we were in the locker room, you know, about how, like, unless you're a top 10 player, you're playing because this is the culmination of the entire season. This is what we were in training camp, or this is what we were running hills and training camp, and we're doing a tour of duty in the office. Like, this is what we all did. This was to get to this game, to win this game. And it was like a, we were really together thing. And if you didn't play in there, it was almost like you were letting down like your friends, like your teammates, like, come on, like, this is what we did. But now I truly believe the mindset is like, hey, we're really tight friends and we're all going to make it. Like, hey, we're all going to make it. Like, they have a much more business-oriented mindset. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, actually, if everybody's bought in. Because I don't think the other teammates feel as if the teammates, like, quit on them or disrespected them. They're just making a business decision. So I think it's hard to kind of have the conversation, I think, because it's impossible to understand a locker because I'm not in there and I didn't have that mindset. I would have played, but there's a lot of people that go out against them. Kyle Trask last night plays. Every person that he completed a ball to basically this year chose not to play. Trask chose to play, which I think is honorable. Like, you went out there, you're the quarterback, you led your team in the bowl game, which is supposed to be an important game, but not really. But he threw three picks in the first quarter. If you're a GM, what are you weighing heavier? Is it going to be the fact that he played and you're happy about that? Or that he threw three picks and did he expose himself a little bit whenever he doesn't have freak athletes around him?
You know, I think what you have to do is objectively look at the tape and see sometimes quarterback's interceptions aren't necessarily always on him, even though it shows up in his stat. And I think, to me, the fact that he played and he wanted to rise above it, I think if he goes to the Senior Bowl and does things down there, that'll wash away any memory of Florida. So I would encourage him to go to the Senior Bowl. The other thing is, I think, going back to your point about players and their mindset, my belief is this, is if a kid doesn't want to play in a bowl game, and it's not, if it's the championship game, if it's Clemson versus Alabama for the title, and you don't play in that game, I got a problem with you.
Yeah.
The Final Four, and you don't play in that game, I got a problem with you. If it's the Bluebonnet Bowl, I don't have a problem. Right?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it because you did what you had to do, and I understand you're making a business decision. I'm not disrespecting the Cotton Bowl or the Blue Bowl or any of those bowls. I'm just saying it's got to mean something besides getting a nice watch and a bag.
Hey, and maybe a mountain bike. I got that one.
Yeah. I mean, something, that's right?
At WVU mountain bike, could you imagine? It would be impossible. It's a good-looking bike, but it's just not feasible in West Virginia. I mean, I'm sure the Georgia Bulldogs loved their fucking bike, but it's a very interesting thing because do you think you view it in the same way as most GMs, or do you think you have a different vision?
I think most GMs probably have to take that approach. It's a business decision. I mean, you can't say that and then you leave your job if you had a chance to take another job. Like, I thought you were saying you were supposed to stay to the end, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. I think this is – now, if you bail – if Trevor Lawrence doesn't play in the conference in the final – wait a minute. You brought – that's a problem for me. But the other one, no.
Yeah, I felt for Trask last night because he could have walked out after that almost beating Alabama, and he was up here, and he goes out last night with none of his boys and lays an egg. I mean – feels like he was doing the right thing to me, and it just backfired. You know what I mean?
Tough stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up, Pat, because Connor was on the internet trashing him last night.
Connor was?
Yeah, he was on the internet trashing Kyle Trask, and I was like, I mean, the guy's playing with none of the starters that he's played with the entire season long.
Yeah, that graphic was damning there. They showed it at the beginning. That tight end who's going to probably make $100 million in the NFL. What's his name?
Pitts.
He's out. Yeah. The guy that one of the Florida Gator fans called into the show and compared to Tyreek Hill says, he's out. He's not playing. So you got basically Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill out, and then another two wide receivers as well. It's like, that was a tall task he was trying to step into there. Happy he did it, though. Senior Bowl matters, huh, Lombardi?
Yeah, it really does for quarterback. I mean, if a quarterback has it, like it did last year for Justin Herbert, it really helped him tremendously. It gave people a different perspective of it. I think it does. And if for you to tell me as a quarterback that you don't want to play in the game at the Senior Bowl because you're afraid you're going to get hurt, that's ridiculous. You're not going to get hit. There's no blitzing, right? They're counting the five Mississippi on the defensive line. They're playing two coverages. They're playing cover one and cover three. If you can't play good in that game, what game are you going to play good in? Seriously. It's cover one or cover three. It's either man or zone, the middle of the field's close.
Who do you have as your second quarterback behind Lawrence? Do you think Fields has dropped that much, Mike?
No, I think we need to watch him against Clemson. I think that's a great game. Here's the thing about college football that you have to really – this is – I urge every fan who's a draftnik. You know, you hear these draftniks get on TV and they say, I've watched every college game on this player. You're wasting your time, bro. College football is about the level of comp. It's all about the level of comp. I'd rather watch one tape against good competition than five tapes against shitty competition. So, to me, I want to watch Justin Fields play against Clemson because those are the kind of players we're going to see him play in the NFL against. Well, I don't want to watch Justin Fields play against Purdue or, you know, Wisconsin that doesn't have a lot of guys. I don't want to see that. That, to me, isn't the game we're going to visualize. One tape can matter in college football if it's the right tape.
But you would also have to check out how he only had, like, in the Big Ten championship, right? Wouldn't it, like, a big moment? Isn't that something you would also?
Absolutely. Like, how does he play in big moments? I mean, like, I wrote this the other day. I think you got to really judge how they play. I think you got to take all their third downs on a reel and really study their third downs. What are they doing under pressure when it's third down? That's why you got to watch a quarterback's game tape in terms of the flow of the game. We need a first down here. Does he make a play? You know, I hate to rag on him, but Jared Goff, we need a third down. We need a conversion. You slide. Like, seriously, we can't do that.
You'll hold on to that like a badge of honor, Mike. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's not like people say, well, you're just picking on the player. That's really telling you something that you can't have. You can't have that. And so as an executive, that's going to bite you in the ass at some point, just like the fact he doesn't play well in cold weather. So if he has to go back and play in cold weather and I was his general manager, I'd be shitting my pants because, like, how are we going to win today? The guy can't play in cold weather.
So how do you feel about, like, Joey Burrow came out of nowhere, right? How would you feel about, like for instance, Mac Jones? This guy has just come, I don't want to say out of nowhere. I assume there's people that know him, but those of us that aren't just super invested in that type, like in recruiting and all that shit. He came right in like Joe Burrow, it felt like this year, almost out of nowhere, and people are talking about him. Does that matter how long they played there or anything like that?
I mean, you want it to. I mean, Bill Walsh used to say all the time, don't take the one-year player and look forward. Take the one-year player and look back. Why wasn't he playing? Well, and Jones is, you know, Tua was there. So Tua was the player, you know, and Jones was a four-star, five-star recruit from Jacksonville. Could have gone anywhere he wanted in the country. He went to Alabama. Tua was there already ingrained. He wasn't going to beat him out. He got his chance and he moved on, you know. So I think Mac Jones, big game against Notre Dame, big game against if they beat Notre Dame. Those two tapes will be the indication of how good Mac Jones is.
Fair enough.
It's awesome listening to that. That's a really cool thing. That's an insight, by the way, you have that not a lot of people have, by the way. So,
well, I think we get caught up in too many games. You know, I think we get caught up in watching, and it's the right tape. You got to watch the right tape on college players. Because that's why Al Davis only used to watch the Senior Bowl mostly. He would watch the Senior Bowl repeatedly because it was good against good. And he wanted to always be able to balance the level of comp.
I was at the Senior Bowl. It was the worst week of my life.
Yeah, I mean, we were probably having 2-a-days. Was it on that shitty field over in the town? Where was it?
Yeah, we were down there in the stadium, down there in the middle of Mobile. Yeah, the kickers got no room on the field. And when I got to kick, there was nobody at the – it was 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before practice started.
Shitty balls, probably shitty footballs. Yeah, I know.
And Thomas Morstead, who's a good friend of mine, dear friend of mine, but he had never held in college, and he was my holder. So I had a guy that had never held before – holding for me, and I had nobody watching me kick because there was literally no, we could see there was nobody in the stadium. And and then it was like, I think like 30 mile an hour winds one particular day. I mean, it was just, Senior Bowl was very nice for having me, and I think I scored some points and we won and everything like that, which is awesome. But that week, I don't think I got much out of it. I don't think I got much out of that week. I'm surprised to hear that you guys love it so much down there.
I mean, I love watching the tape. I don't love Mobile. No. I love the nostalgia. I like some of Mobile, you know, but I don't love all. I got to run at 4, so I got to give you my picks here.
All right, Mike, get us started, pal.
I like the Jets. I like the Packers. I like the Colts.
Those are your 3?
Yeah.
All right, Tone, what do you got, pal?
I heard everything Mike said. First off, Pat, I was trying to call on your show today. It's very tough to get through. Very tough to get through. Wanted to give the AFL a shout-out for getting us through the first part of the year.
I completely forgot about them. They really did. They saved us for a while.
They really did. My picks. I'm taking the Ravens minus the 12.5. I'm taking the Giants plus the 2. And I'm taking the Rams plus the 3.5. I saw a highlight tape of that quarterback today. Boy, is he going to fucking surprise people.
Young Doug Flutie.
Wolford.
Young Doug Flutie.
That's what they're saying.
You're saying Wolford?
Yeah, Wolford's going to fucking surprise people.
If he had to play against Strafolski.
What was that, Pat?
Yeah, I think what you were about to say, Strafolski.
Yeah, if he was going to play for the Cardinals, there's not a chance I was taking the Rams. But if it's Kyler versus fucking Wolford, I'm taking Wolford.
It's Wolford or Wolford?
I have no idea.
That Cardinals line is scary.
It's unbelievable, and no one's betting the Rams, which makes me want to bet the Rams.
That's right, baby. Come on.
All right, so I'm going to take the Rams, even though the whole D-line might be depleted. No, I'm not taking the Rams. I'm out on that. I'm going Steelers-Browns under 42.5. I like that, a little Tone Diggs bet there. I like the Buffalo Bills -3. Oh, shit. Ooh. I'm not doing that again. Take that out. I don't want that, actually. Give me the Houston Texans plus 7.5. Give me the Chargers minus 3.5 against the Chiefs.
Like that one.
Yeah.
And give me, that's good. That's it for me. That's it. Give me Saints minus. No, that's it for me.
That's Sorry. It.
Guys, I got to run. Happy New
All right,
Year.
Mate. Happy New Year, pal. Mike.
I can't wait to talk to you in 2022, 2021.
Yeah, and 2022. Have a good one, pal.
Cheers, boss.
Kind of want to jump on that Chargers one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Pat. Chargers 3-1-1 against the spread their last five in week 17. Boom. Chiefs are 1-4-1 against the spread last six versus AFC West.
Boom.
Chiefs are 1-4 against the spread last five home games. And Chargers are 3-1-1 against the spread their last five in Kansas City.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm laying the points with the Cowboys.
Really?
I think the Cowboys are playing good ball right now. They're 5-2 against the spread their last seven overall.
Man, do you
damn it.
Do you know, boom, by the way, do you know that they have people watching their practice this week?
Giants are 8-22-1 against the spread their last 31 home games, and 3-14 against the spread their last 17 as a home dog.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah, bub.
Sorry, Gumpy.
No, go ahead,
what's
buddy.
Up, bub?
Hey, when you're a team and you've nothing to play for, like the Chargers on the road,
yeah,
do they play better if they're on the road or they play better if they're at home?
Ooh, probably on the road better.
That's what I was thinking, because they're still in it. Like, they're still going to fly home and stuff. If they're home, I mean, they're done right after.
Keys are already in the car.
They lost by two against Kansas City at home this year.
Tyrod,
I remember.
Taylor.
That was the start of
Herbert.
Mr. Herbert.
I'll lay the five with the Packers.
Oh, yeah. I want that as well. Can I add that in there?
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Packers are 19-7 against the spread, last 26 against Chicago.
Let's go. I'm happy I made the bet with you, Gump. Boom.
And 16-5 against the spread, their last 21 in Chicago.
Bang. Atta boy, Gump.
And this one is very scary.
All right.
I'm laying the 2.5 with the Raiders.
Oh, boy.
Raiders are 6-1 against the spread their last seven versus AFC West.
Boom.
They beat the Broncos 37-12 in week 10.
Boom.
And the Raiders are 6-0 against the spread their last six versus Denver.
Boom.
And I'll lay the 1.5 with the Washington football team.
Wow, dude.
5-1 against the spread their last six.
Boom.
4-1 against the spread their last five road games.
Boom.
And as much as it hurts me to say this, they're 7-1 against the spread this year when in games that Dewey Haskins doesn't start.
Really?
Oh, no.
Dewey, dude. Fucking Dewey.
I really want to take the Cardinals, but they've burned me so many times.
That team has lost me more money, I think, than anybody else this year. Maybe Tampa.
That's got to be the top public money by far, too.
No, Chiefs probably, right? Chiefs and Cards. Chiefs and Cards have probably lost the most amount of money for people.
Chiefs, yeah.
Chiefs, they never cover. And they're going to lose this weekend.
Chad Henne at the helm? I seen him play in Miami, my friend.
Hey, how about Miami, Diggs? Bro,
what are you laughing about over there?
Hey. That's a problem.
You know what it's like. What about Fitzy, dude?
Oh, I was laughing because I was looking at what the money's at, and there's 99% of the money on the Chargers, and 99% of the money on the Bucks. Which
the Bucks?
Yeah, that one confused me a little bit. What were you guys saying about Miami?
Hey, Fitz got a positive, and then they're
all the cool kids are doing it, dude. All the cool kids are doing it.
Hey, happy everybody. Happy you're okay. By the way, we hope everybody's okay. But contact tracing is now happening.
Well, by the way, shout out the city of Fishers, Indiana, and the state of Indiana. We both had a half-hour conversation with both of them doing contact tracing. So, shout out them.
Did your wife get it?
No, she's still... knock, knock, knock. She still has no symptoms. Her test was negative. She's going to go take another test on Saturday, so... We'll find out for sure, but as of right now, no.
Hey, good protocols over there at the Gilead.
Good protocols over here. I mean, it was in the COVID cave. But I did see a funny little tasty little treat today about if you now, which is wild with playoffs coming, that if you get it in the NFL, you are quarantined 10 days no matter what.
Yeah, so Fitzy won't even be good to go.
What if it was a false positive, though?
Yeah, there's still that option. Can you... What if Tua has it? Then we have no fucking quarterback.
Jeff Rudge.
Fucking Johnny Rudd.
What is that?
No, you get Dewey Haskins.
That's what I'm saying. Do we have time to bring Dewey in since he was in the protocol, or do we got to start over?
Is he still in the protocol?
There was a change to the rules recently that if you were like in a different protocol, I'm pretty sure you could go straight into another team.
Dewey in a Finns jersey? You got any bull picks or anything for the weekend?
No, you guys need to have Keegan Hilton as your guys' quarterback.
No.
He's already in the Hall of Fame.
He is already in Canton. And the guy, I mean, he had no idea what he's dropped it a second time. He'll bounce right back. What about Keegan, dude?
Isn't it funny we're hearing about all these quarterbacks that are so great in week 17? Never heard anything about them.
10-day. I didn't know that, Diggs. It doesn't matter who it is?
Yeah, I saw that was Pelissero tweeted or whatever.
Mandatory 10 days. So if you get it week of playoff game, it's done. Your season's potentially over. Congrats. Good run, dude. You know what I mean? That's wild.
I think it was the Arrow who said it.
Yeah, it was. It was connected to the Fitzy tweet.
You know, there was a time I referenced a news-breaking tweet to Pelissero. It was about his tweet, and I asked him if he had seen it, obviously.
What did he call you, an asshole?
Jackass. Yeah, jackass, he said.
Jackass.
Those newsbreakers, dude, I'm so sorry. You guys are all incredible at what you do. That's why I don't understand. I feel like it's a very competitive thing.
It is very, very competitive.
Hey, that Rappaport, fucking what a moment this week.
Oh, yeah, I got to go. Speaking of, the Miami Dolphins quarterback right there.
Yeah, players confirmed positive for COVID-19 must isolate for 10 days regardless of symptoms or subsequent negative tests.
Damn.
Just right. Like, hey, one of us.
Week 17, boys, we made it.
We did.
We made it all the way
here. Happy New Year.
You got any bowl picks or anything? Or tweet them out, Tony?
Let's tweet them out. I'm on a cold streak.
No! What happened?
0-2 since the 11-0. Or no. We did win one more. We won one more. We won Oklahoma State,
12
which Gumpy was not happy about.
Bro, you're
I got those raps, Tony.
Bro, you're 12-2. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying the last two have been losers.
A lot of people saying on the internet maybe you've been doing a lot more hunting in the old cave.
That's what people are saying. I mean,
there's not much to do in here, Paul. Oh, Pat. Started Ted Lasso.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
It makes no sense why it's so good.
He's a very likable guy.
You're watching it and you're like, oh, this is the commercial. I'm watching a commercial still. And then you get tied in. You're like, there's no reason this is as good as it. This should not be as good as it is. I'm happy very you're likeable. In there. I'm happy you're in
there. Very likable guy.
Your Spurs going to turn it around this weekend.
I mean, they got COVID too, Paul.
But I think if you get COVID right on the other side, you're like invincible, right?
I'm unicorn.
All right.
It was tough to get that out. I am an unicorn.
Shout out Ty won the Survivor pool.
Congrats, Ty.
Shout out Ty.
Who was it, with the Packers?
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron, too, then.
How did I get knocked out?
Oh, you were out weeks ago, dude.
Yeah, we've been dead.
I don't think that's true.
Hold on. Can we go back to the unicorn?
Yeah.
You look that up, or did you?
No.
You're sitting on that.
I didn't look that
week.
Up. I didn't make it up myself either.
You scumbag.
But you had that in there, and you were just like, "I'm gonna." When I drop this, boy, it's gonna be a time.
I love it. I love being a unicorn.
Why don't you get a tattoo, dude? It's just like a little unicorn.
Something to think about.
Maybe it's a little unicorn with one of the vaccine things at the end, like you already got it. You know,
I survived COVID.
Hey. Legit, congrats, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. Tell you what, I do have a little bit more respect for it now than I did prior.
I imagine that would be how it would work, Tony. Thanks for calling in, Tony. That's the show. Hammer.
Can't wait to see you, boys.
Hey, Happy New Year, Diggs. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See ya. Hey, Evan, we'll see you next week. Next year. See you next year.
Got him.
I got him.
Hammer.
Don.